In the half-bath adjacent to the kitchen, Marty switched on the light. She intended to check her makeup and brush her windblown hair. As she stepped to the sink, sudden fright cinched her chest again, and her heart felt as though it were painfully compressed. She wasn't seized by the certainty that some mortal danger loomed behind her as before. Instead, she was afraid to look in the mirror. Abruptly weak, she bent forward, hunching her shoulders, feeling as if a great weight of stones had been stacked on her back. Gripping the pedestal sink with both hands, she gazed down at the empty bowl. She was so bowed by irrational fear that she was physically unable to look up. A loose black hair, one of her own, lay on the curve of white porcelain, one end curling under the open brass drain plug, and even this filament seemed ominous. Not daring to raise her eyes, she fumbled for a faucet, turned on the hot water, and washed the hair away. Letting the water run, she inhaled the rising steam, but it did not dispel the chill that had returned to her. Gradually, the edges of the sink became warmer in her white-knuckled grip, though her hands remained cold. The mirror waited. Marty could no longer think of it as a mere inanimate object, as a harmless sheet of glass with silvered backing. It waited. Or rather, something within the mirror waited to make eye contact with her. An entity. A presence. Without lifting her head, she glanced to her right and saw a valet standing in the doorway. Ordinarily, the dog's puzzled expression would have made her laugh. Now, laughter would require a conscious effort, and it wouldn't sound like laughter when it grated from her. Although she was afraid of the mirror, she was also, and more intensely, frightened of her own bizarre behavior, of her utterly uncharacteristic loss of control. The steam condensed on her face, it felt thick in her throat, suffocating, and the rushing, gurgling water began to sound like malevolent voices, wicked chuckling. Marty shut off the faucet. In the comparative quiet, her breathing was alarmingly rapid and ragged with an unmistakable note of desperation. Earlier, in the street, deep breathing had cleared her head, flushing away the fear, and her distorted shadow had then ceased to be threatening. This time, however, each inhalation seemed to fuel her terror, as oxygen feeds a fire. She would have fled the room, but all her strength had drained out of her. Her legs were rubbery, and she worried that she would fall and strike her head against something. She needed the sink for support. She tried to reason with herself, hoping to make her way back to stability with simple steps of logic. The mirror couldn't harm her. It was not a presence, just a thing, an inanimate object, mere glass, for God's sake. Nothing she could see in it could be a threat to her. It was not a window at which some madman might be standing, peering in with a lunatic grin, eyes burning with homicidal intent, as in some cheesy Screamfest movie. The mirror could not possibly reveal anything but a reflection of the half-bath and of Marty herself. Logic wasn't working. In a dark territory of her mind that she'd never traveled before, she found a twisted landscape of superstition. She became convinced that an entity in the mirror was gaining substance and power because of her efforts to reason herself out of this terror, and she shut her eyes lest she glimpse that hostile spirit even peripherally.